called the meeting, Glenda. Nobody showed up on time because they wasn't at the meeting, Glenda. Does that make sense?
It does now, honey, because I've had a couple of drinks.
Oh.
So, you know, my head has been clearing out. Mm-hmm. It's been feeling kind of funny lately.
Oh.
Like real full and backed up. I've had trouble breathing. Mm-hmm. So I'm going back on the stool softener diet. I think I got a blockage.
Well, you need to do that then. But you should come to Blessed Souls Ministries, Glenda, and try our new biblical broccoli. It's just holier. That's a tagline. And we're going to be serving our biblical broccoli at the new spooky church with Satan's haunted house of bad voters from both sides of the aisle. Buffet. And so it's a big buffet, and everything on there is holy.
Uh-huh.
So you should come to that, Glenda. Maybe that'll help push it out.
I think I just pushed it out, honey.
Oh, my goodness. Glenda, you didn't do the solid comforts in your panties,
no.
Did you? I hope it was just the windy comfortable.
Well, I think it was just a bunch of air, honey. You know, it's been trapped up there since this whole mess with Pat Sajak and Ryan Seacrest, and I'm just sick of it. I am tired of all these changes to the game show.
Oh, my God. I finally got through the radio show. Oh, my God. I just had a meeting with Shalula Supreme and Greg and Kimmery Lubbock, the investors of Sheena the Punk Opera, sponsored by Kendra Ketchup and her Clamp-On Crumpets. Remember her? Well, anyway, the whole deal fell through, so it's not going to be happening. It turns out we can't do something in the United States that has rights tied to Mexico or... I don't know what the problem is.
Well, see, that's what I heard when I was talking to Mitzi Flubbits, the maker of cornmeal creams for your elbows, knees, and face, and Doreen Murph Hurler. She's the inventor of the curlable curler for lady hair curlers so they don't waste space.
I'm here again, guys. I know I'm always, like, coming in silently, but I'm actually the first on the show, and so I just sit here and wait until I think it's okay to, you know, chime in and stuff.
It reminds me of Jinsey Baton and the Tourlettes. You know, they do all this stuff on the stage, but they're so quiet. That's because they're used to performing for deaf and blind people. And so they never really get any applause. Their videos are very unmotivational, very unexciting, and so they haven't been able to sell tickets because everybody thinks that they're boring. Everybody needs, you know, the hop on the bandwagon. What's the crowd doing? I'll follow that, you know. And that's why America's gone into the toilet, because it's just gotten into the peer pressure.
Oh my God, don't even start on the peer pressure. It is so ridiculous in LA, and well, all of California, well, all of America, actually, like you said. The peer pressure has destroyed the country. Everyone wants to one-up each other on the violence and the bitchiness and likes and follows and bullshit.
Oh my God, it's like at the stratosphere at the top, you know, or it's that gang bar I go to and the guys who wear the assless chaps, and they're all trying to outdo each other with their damn outfits. You know, leather used to be sexy, now they got glitter on them and sequins and day-glow paint and LED lighting and Christmas lights, and it's like, you know, this bar used to be black, like it was all dark and
black.
Black walls, and you couldn't see anything, and
oh,
it's all lit up like the second coming, no pun intended, in a gay bar.
I don't even know what that means, Glenda, about puns. I thought you said it was something else, like buns. Now you're calling it puns, so they don't even like to refer to their batootie as buns. It's puns.
No,
this is just terrible.
No, I'm talking about, like, making a joke
right.
On a word
right, right.
Called a pun. I don't know how to explain
it. It's like a play on words, Pastor Man. So maybe you need to go on another pastor adventure through the dictionary and look up a few things.
How about some history on these aliens that were dug up in Mexico and everyone thinks that they're real? They look like a bunch of plaster cast dummies that should be in some stupid art show from Berkeley and San Fran fucking Cisco.
Oh,
you know, shove one of those up your ass, your students there at Berkeley. Have one of those shit out on the stage, and I'm sorry, that's my soapbox.
I'm
tired of the alien fraud, okay?
Well, that is unchristian language, but Perrin agree with what you're saying. Now, let's call to order. We need to get this fundraiser down or we's not gonna have enough money to buy them supplies of your licensed panty pads.
Darn. I thought that one went the way of the wind, but whatever. Maybe it's gone instead.
Maybe it's gone with the wind, you know, and now it's over.
Well,
not coming back.
I don't know if it should come back. I kind of lost my train of thought. I've been inhaling too much Joe Bottles lately. It's having an effect on my brain. I haven't been able to do any motivational speaking either because it wafted up and did something to my brain stem or my hypothalamus or my amygdala. Don't mess with your amygdala. I mean, that's... Wow.
You've got a pigdala in your brain? I've never heard of this kind of pig. Is it a tiny pig or a real giant pig?
Let's change the subject to something else, like colors or patterns or paisley.
I use double ply toilet paper. Does that count? Is that a good subject change?
I looked up how to make your own deep dish Chicago style pizza at home. Like, there's this video online for the best recipe, and then I was like, oh my god, I'm so hungry, so I just went out and got it instead at, you know, the Rusty Shovel, because I didn't want to make it at home. You know, that would involve making it at home.
Jocelyn was experimenting with different sauces last night in the stir fry, and she was trying to put Japanese and Chinese, French, Greek, and Mexican together in an American dish. And it was terrible. I mean, it was not edible, and she had to wash it down the garbage disposal, and then it washed out to sea to combat, you know, the big cloud of nuclear waste from Fukushima that's gonna kill everybody.
This is a very dark show tonight, and we're not even anywhere near Halloween terms. Speaking of Halloween decorations, I was with the dumb birds at Target today, trying to find some Halloween decorations that was holy. Well, they didn't have those, but get this, they already have the Christmas lights out on clearance, and they wasn't there until today. People's buying clearance Christmas lights.
Oh my god.
Is that stupid or what?
I was at the AMPM gas station. It's open 24 hours. Sometimes it's open 25 hours just, you know, so we can get an extra opportunity to get some clearance items. They got pumpkin spice deodorant, pumpkin spice Tampax, pumpkin spice Trojan rubbers, and pumpkin spice potato chips, Cheerios, cheddar cheese spread, and pumpkin spice beer that you can put in some kind of yogurt of pumpkin spice. I said, Sylvia, that is bullshit. And she goes, girl, you're right. And I says, I know, Sylvia.
Wow, so we're just kind of like doing superficial stuff. So, like, what did I do? Oh, I read an article on, you know, the thing that is in common with hand sanitizer and a deodorant stick is they both have alcohol. And so I found an article that, can you use hand sanitizer instead of deodorant and antiperspirant to get the stink out of your armpits? Because it's like, sometimes you get out of the shower and your armpits still smell, and it's like, I just use antibacterial soap, and then this other soap, and another soap, and so it's
like soap.
Like, what's up with that?
Right.
So then, I've just been using hand sanitizer, and I haven't smelled since I started doing that, so I think it's just killing everything that needed to be killed under there, you know. And so now it's totally clean and fresh, so I'll probably go back to deodorant now.
Oh, goodness, is you done now? I think I've just got 8 hours of sleep through your story, Jonathan. It was so long. I feel so rested. Let's go over a couple of things I need to go over now. What about Harold Benigni? He wants to make banana sandwiches on stage. And he is in a tiff with Percy Perry and the Periwinkles, who want to dance and go on stage first.
Of course.
Before Harold. And I don't know what to do about this. It's a crisis.
Well, I think you need to talk to Jebby Baylor and Cecile Kennard. She sells the Invisible Carpet Runners and Visible Shag Rugs. And Kayla Shalane and Marilyn Purple.
Oh, you know, speaking of that, we's going to have our Hauntings of the Hurling Burper. That's going to be our spooky Halloween play. And there's no auditions for that, so don't even try. And we still need auditions for the Urgent Murmur. You know, that's going to be produced by Frida Fleeby.
I really don't care about auditions anymore, at least this week, because I just have better things to do than to audition for all kinds of crap that Julia Sheila and her removable shoulders told me about when I was talking with Claire Derriere and Tony Ambrosia. Now, she's the inventor of Snorella the cream that helps you stop snoring, and now Snorettes in fun travel-sized pills, capsules, and caplets. I don't snore, but Tony Ambrosia gave me Snorella the cream just to see if it makes me snore, and I said, no, it doesn't. And so I might be up for that commercial, along with Lydia Lambert, but I'm so going to beat her.
When I went out for the pizza, it was really good. I just wanted to say that.
Oh, that's really good, Johnny. You know what I miss is my day-old Jell-O at Elmer's. But the COVID bullshit, you know, put an end to day-old products, so now I gotta buy everything fresh. That means full price, you know.
I'm just tired of this nonsense off the devil from the governments around the world. You know, what they really should be doing is getting into reusable and recycled baby diapers that also double as face masks after dipping them in our new sanitizer fluid or gel or mist called Pernidol. Pernid's invention is a unique mixture that's pure from Jesus and suitable for holiness applications that cleanse out the demons, including your armpits, Jonathan, and it provides a wholesome family atmosphere for the whole family so you won't die when you use the product. And no, we's not doing a recall no matter what they say in the fake news.
Well, I heard about a recall from Gloria Gargoyle and Sherilyn Boylanaise. She makes non-dairy gluten-free mayonnaise made with real mayo seeds and naze powder. For a complete flavor profile, you can savor. And then I heard about that from Jerry Hampstead and Shiny Bitches Beauty Singers. Have you heard their new single? It's not out yet.
Well, how could I hear it if it's not out yet? That don't make no sense. You sounded stupid.
No, that's the name of their single. It's not out yet. So that's why it's a conversation piece when you ask people, have you heard of, you know, Shiny Bitches Beauty Singers' new single, It's Not Out Yet? And then it, you know, it does exactly what you did. It gets people talking about it with that word of mouth push marketing that needs to push people to go and buy the Beauty Singer's Shiny Bitches new single. And I'm helping them out with that because I know all about push marketing.
Is that because you're so pushy?
Well, I was going to ask that too. Is that because he's just pushy, like one of these pushy women? Just want to push pills on everybody, and that's why we have an opioid crisis. Because a woman was involved with her husband on that for the fraud of the opioid pills being pushed. And they push, and they push, and push. You know, that's like Paula White. And strike, and strike, and strike. And we could say, and push, and push, and push, and push, and push, and push, and push. And then she talked about angels from Africa, and I think we could get them to push the pills.
You know what I said, Sylvia, as we watched on her YouTube machine, that Paula White BS she's talking about, and I saw the video you's talking about. Paula White saying, and strike, and strike, and strike about a million times, and someone made a video where that's all she does for like 12 hours or something. And this is what Trump voters, like, they're into this shit. And then there's a guy on stage who looked like Linus with his blanket just walking back and forth behind her. A bunch of morons, bunch of retards at this church, bunch of mentally ill people, and then they vote.
I hear what you're saying, but I just gotta say that the pizza was so good. I'm gonna go back and have another one probably later after the show. I know I'm just talking about pizza, but I'm just trying something new on the show tonight. I'm gonna see what happens.
Oh, you was sneaking around. You sneaking for Jesus, Jonathan. Oh my goodness. Is you gonna do a fundraiser on this? I love it when people sneak for Jesus. You could sneak pizzas and then sell them for the Lord and then donate that and send in all your money, Jonathan.
No, that's not what I'm not sneaking around on anything. I'm just saying I'm going to stay in my lane like we were talking about the other night. And if I just talk about pizza, what does that do? So it's kind of like a little, you know, social experiment.
I remember the social experiment that Jody did with her decorative breasts. And it was for all the most beautifulest breasts you can enjoy at your next chicken dinner event. And they were chicken breasts disguised as beef. And it really upset the vegans because it was a vegetarian membership community group meeting or whatever the hell. But Anyway, and then Shiny Bitches Beauty Singers came up, and they did a talent show number, and that's when I got the idea for, a new... What? Oh. Okay, I'm ready. She's redoing the color on my toe polish. So what I was saying about the decorative breasts, and that was chicken and beef, and then shiny bitches, blah, 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 and that's when I got the idea for a new color of toe polish.
Right.
And then I never did put it on.
Well, of course not, because that wouldn't make, any sense.
Right, I know.
What with you being in fashion and style.
And don't forget motivational speaking. I love it when I give a motivational speech at, like, a podium. That's what they're called. It's a technical term. I know a lot of technical terms from the industry. And a lot of times, if I have gas and I'm wearing a skirt, especially a hoop skirt, if I'm speaking in somewhere in the South, I'll fart, and then it'll just balloon up, and I'll have a Marilyn Monroe moment, holding it down with my hands, showing off my beautiful fingernail polish that matches my toe polish. Someone will snap a photo, and I'll say, oh my God, I will kiss that with my lips for $10,000 donations to the charity of my choice, Tapas for Trump seminars offshore, starting very soon. And then they run to the back of the room and sign up for that. And then I sell photos.
Oh my God, you make money. Gurus have figured it all out.
Mm-hmm.
You're making money just by laying one out there, isn't
it? That's right.
You just fart, spread them and fart, and make money. I think you are such a movie star.
Oh,
Catherine,
thank you.
My God.
Can you imagine, like, the direct response marketing headlines for that?
Yeah.
It's like, are you still struggling to fart and make millions off of it?
Oh.
Well, if so, pay attention closely to this video.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you the three secrets you need to know on how to make millions going from zero to millions in 30 days or less just by farting in front of a crowd.
But then you need to go through that, agitate the pain. It's like a lot of you are probably struggling not just to fart, but to fart in specific spiritual tones like I can. So if someone does hear it, they're still not only amazed, but enlightened at the same time. And because I use a secret ingredient with essential oil of roses on a little patch that I put up there, it goes through the patch, and my shit really does smell like a rose garden. Now, if you want to know the rest of the secrets on how to get rich when you fart in a room, sign up below, and, then I have like a $1,000 program, $10,000 program, $50,000 boot camp, and mastermind, where we explore the different ways to fart in a room and really lighten it up and make money while you're at it. Your next $1,000,000 is in this room.
Oh my God.
Right after you fart.
We should do this at the church, because if it can make that much money, then I need to give them pork and beans and every other thing that makes them have the windy comfortables, and then we can make so much money for Jesus. Oh my goodness, who knew that gas was worth money?
Maybe you could just, have all the Christians hold their ass up to the new Toyota Mirai, so we can get that going.
The what? Oh my God, I don't know any of those words you just said, Jonathan.
No kidding.
And I didn't even finish high school.
I recognize Toyota, so I'm guessing you're talking about...
Oh.
Like a car engine made out of rubber bands or something?
Oh, I thought it was a toy Yoda from the Star Wars movies. And then its name was Mirai. And then I didn't understand the part about the Christian's booty call. I mean, Christians isn't into Star Wars and toy Yodas and toy Chewbacca.
No, I'm talking about Toyota. Toyota. The car brand has a concept car called the Mirai, and it runs on hydrogen. And it's no emissions whatsoever, and it makes the electric vehicles, the EVs, look like big old polluting monsters, comparably. Because, EVs, even though they power up with electricity, the thing they get the electricity out of to charge the car is, just dirty electricity. It's all made from fossil fuels, so it's really pointless to come out with EVs instead of something like the hydrogen vehicle.
They need to come up with something like a hydrogen-powered French press, because mine broke down, and it's Jocelyn tries to wash, and I say, "We don't have time for that, Jocelyn. We're going shopping and doing lunch at Neiman's." And so the French press has never really been washed, and so it got kind of funky. And I've noticed the last few years that the coffee has been getting funkier and funkier, and I just thought it was the beans and the way they were roasted. I thought it was some new thing since COVID, but it turns out I had to take it into a state medical lab, and they found all kinds of diseases on it, and that they're going to use them for the next pandemic. And then I said I'd like a licensing deal on that. I do lots of licensing deals. My latest one is my face on my panties, and we're launching those for Halloween called Panty Pets. So I'd like a percentage of the next vaccine that you're going to roll out through Big Pharma. I know what goes on, and this was my mold on my French press coffee maker.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so fork it over.
We had a problem with mold in the kitchen at Blessed Souls Ministries in the crock pots. Even though people was turning them on, the mold would heat up, and then it would produce more mold and algae, because they would just sit there all day on slow cook, and so it was kind of like a swamp. And then we called it swamp stew, and I think that's what some of the congregation got into, because they did look normal before they drank the swamp stew, and then their eyes was bulging out, and then they looked like the inbreds that never had the swamp stew. And that was our control group, and I wrote all that down for the CIA because it was their crockpot.
Oh my god, is that Project Mockingbird? You're making your congregation eat mockingbird stew in a crockpot full of mold from foreign countries? Oh my god, they told us it was a China virus, and here it is, a church virus.
Well, you know, like I said, the pizza I had was so good, I'm gonna go back and have another one, so I'm gonna go now, guys, and have that other pizza. Mm. Good night.
Oh, good night. Yeah, so I'm just very aware of molds and fungi, and a lot of people are infected with them, and that's why I can't be around them, and I carry a sanitizer spray and a UV light and an ozone machine at all times. I'm thinking of having a dress made out of it, and that'll make Gaga just go nuts. Screw her meat dress and that Amex credit card dress. I'm going to have a COVID repellent dress. It kills everything with my UV light, the ozone, a couple of pellets from India, and so on.
Wow.
Nothing's gonna get through that shield.
You know, I just want to say here, because I haven't said it for a while, and so we're due for another cash infusion from Bert and Harriet Flerbson and their two kids, Flerbert and Flaberta. So that's, well, it was a couple of sponsors from the Jelly Jellies Award, the social event of the week, a couple of months ago. And then we had a song put on by Luna Puta and her band, and something with Jenny Squibbins. She's bringing her edible sequins for sparkles you can eat. And that was a few months ago. I should call them back.
Well, just don't call back Sue Ann Sabina. And that was ridiculous. Whoever saw such a thing? They wouldn't even make it on a TV game show, let alone a talent show.
I remember them. Sue Ann Sabina and the Succotash Sisters performing the dance of the fleas and the flea varmints that are minty fresh. And those sold out like you wouldn't believe. Those tickets went faster than Shania Twain's Vegas act.
Oh my God, she's in the QAnon newsletter. Did you hear what happened to Shania Twain? She had her throat removed because it was being all raspy, and she just got sick of it. And she said, "Get rid of this old model." And then she had Cher's ribs installed in her throat area, and so now she sounds like Shania Twain plus Cher. And Cher is suing her, but it's all undercover, and right here on page two. The whole thing about Cher kidnapping her son out of New York is just a cover-up, so no one finds out about the real story with Shania Twain having Cher's ribs put in her throat.
See, I thought it was something that the CIA did with this new anti-gravity technology that they discovered in the 50s that the U.S. is in possession of, and they can go in and out of the time-space continuum in a way that we don't know about. And I think they did psychic surgery on her and put in alien implants into her throat. So every time she sings, it's like sending signals to NASA, and they're totally fooled by all of this.
I just don't understand on this kind of stuff. I need to talk to Patricia Nubbins. She's a space expert.
I don't believe I've ever heard of her. Does she know Shimini Carters or Joanne Blase?
I don't know any outer space experts on space, honey.
Well, she's really an expert in hanging space, where you hang your photos on the wall inside of a picture frame. But I can talk to Yebzy and Yeber Barnderound, and they might know what's up. They're connected with Jordy Norbler and Jessica Fledick. And also, Wendy Sazdakian. Mm-hmm. They know Carl Beeler and Hoda Zirza.
Well, as long as we're name-dropping, I know Kelgi Smith and Cassie Dinser. And Terry Tellerider. So what are you going to do with that? Oh, and Beaujolais Fenneker and Rita Plumage.
I know Betty Crocker. Her cookbook sucks.
Well, it's time for Pernod to go and have Jesus time now. I read the Bible for 5 hours before Pernod goes to sleep, right after I say my prayers. So it's time for me to talk to Jesus and see what I need to do tomorrow. For Jesus, good night.
Oh, good night, honey. Yeah, Catherine, I gotta go and hit the sack here. I'm gonna have Sylvia. She's got a real fancy VHS recorder. She's gonna record our shows tonight, and I am just wiped out from changing toilet paper rolls. In my trailer, I had to go to one side of the trailer, change the toilet paper roll, go all the way to the other side to find out I don't have another bathroom.
Mm.
Doesn't that just suck? Good night, honey.
Oh, good night, Glenda. Oh, dear. I worry about Glenda. I think she might have the fart timers. You know, she's been farting so much, it's ruined her memory. She can't even remember that she farts, let alone what she was talking about just now. Oh, God. I just let out a silent, deadly one.
Johnny, did that go on over the microphone? Because it really smells.
It didn't? Okay, good. Good night, everyone.